Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Quick rant of truth for you. How do you continue a myth? You just keep lying, and then you throw science money at it. This is incredible. How do you stay out of jail? You just keep throwing evidence that seems like, well, what you did must not have been a fraud, because the same money that allowed you to do the fraud, you, if you have any control of it, you just say, let's throw money at something else that seems to be circumstantial evidence that you weren't totally making shit up. So what I'm talking about, I'm in a different state. I'm in Arkansas right now. And I turn on the news and someone's very happy at a children's hospital to get $3 million in funds to study why some children are susceptible to COVID. COVID does not hurt anybody under 50 without massive comorbidities and other conditions. Kids breeze through it. We know this early. We said asymptomatic. All the studies before the vaccines said nobody had a problem with it. Nobody dies of it before the vaccines. Let's stop talking about as though we don't remember. This is what they do. They try to replace your memories. And this is what I've said, the things that people will do for grants. They'll do things they wouldn't have bothered to do because there would be no reason to spend the money. But as soon as they get a grant, they'll take scooters. This is crazy. I mean, you know, I live in a town that was happy to take scooters as long as they had a grant for it. And then as soon as they didn't have a grant, they didn't care about having scooters. And I think now they were happy to take a grant for having the, you know, very durable bicycles you could take. Well, they don't have a grant for it. And so they don't have the bikes anymore. And they had one or the other for something like 7 years. They don't have either because it's local money. And those decisions, once it's 100% costed to them, they actually use their brains. So at a children's hospital in Arkansas, they announced on this morning, which is 7/31/2024. Is that what it is? Yep, 7/31/2024. Quote COVID, and I'm saying that not because it's not a real thing, but because they didn't detect it properly. The PCR tests were made up. They had 50 and then over 200 different standards. So whether in a particular case they detected COVID was really, really up in the air. Go find my episodes on PCR testing. The minimum detectable amount varied by over 3,000-fold across the various tests, and they never gave them one standard to actually use. They gave them one standard to eventually compare their tests to, but they didn't have to change their tests. They never had to change them. So after we have, I mean, maybe somebody had COVID, maybe they didn't, but we were definitely detecting respiratory illnesses, some of which might have been COVID and some of just might have been other coronaviruses and so on and so forth. Over 4 years later, 4.5 years later, someone's getting a grant just being announced to check on why some children are susceptible to COVID. It's an academic question at most because it doesn't matter. It doesn't harm them. But then on top of it, is it an even an academic question? Because how are they detecting what they have versus something else? Now, it did say, but this is what led it. It's the idea, oh, you get a grant around coronavirus, because once you rationalize that, then you just throw grant money at whatever you're trying to rationalize. Fauci's done this before. You do it with AIDS. And the thing is with AIDS, I'm telling you, I am not trying to be mean to the people who got the real thing. But remember, the initial treatment was literally killing people. It was immune destroying. It was an overly poisonous chemotherapy. And so it killed people. AZT killed people when they gave it to them at full strength, when they didn't even have symptoms. How many billions of dollars has the quote seriousness of the AIDS crisis, spawned in research dollars? It's got to be hundreds of billions of dollars. I mean, that might be an exaggeration because there's literally been thousands of studies, almost all of them funded by U.S. taxpayer money, let alone the ones from around the world that are funded by other taxpayer money. It's probably hundreds of billions. And in reality, had the treatment itself not killed people, because AZT kills people at full strength. AZT gives you chemotherapy poison and it destroys your immune system. Would we ever have had the rationale to even think it was serious enough to study? And here we still don't actually have the rationale, but to give, because it never harmed children. Not once. Not once did COVID-19 harm children, except maybe in the actual earliest strains over in China, possibly. But everything said, yeah, they fly through it. The kids fly through it. I mean, there'll be, when I say harm, I mean any significant harm. So, but see, that built the reason to throw a billion studies after it. But then this is like, well, and COVID and other respiratory illnesses. But COVID's the leader in the clubhouse because it adds to the rational basis that, well, we must not have been criminals. No, you're criminals. You're world-level criminals. And based on your rationale that was based off of faulty testing, people are still getting. You're looking around. There must have been a new booster that came out, but it could have been long term because remember, there are two different means that kill people. One is the blood clots, and the other is there was just an athlete. I took a photo of it. That, oh, well, it's got to stay out of the sports for now because of blood clots over the weekend. I think it was an NFL player, fairly young. So these things are still happening. Blood clots and the like. And that means that the people trying to stay out of prison, who already own the media with their ad dollars, just keep pushing. Hey, give them a. This is how grants are treated on morning news or any. On morning news locally. Oh my gosh, it's great. We got dollars. It's going to help the local economy and the state economy. It's quite an honor to be able to do this study, and we're really excited. And well, here's what it means for our institution. It'll help our prestige. Well, okay, you might as well be having when it comes to, oh, geez, why are some kids susceptible to COVID? It's the same as somebody studying. Why do some kids like to pick orange crayons? It doesn't matter. I mean, that the second one makes more sense. But in the end, let's assume the second one, they try to throw in a health element. It doesn't matter. Kids being, quote, susceptible to COVID has no difference in results to kids that are not susceptible to COVID. Kids get some respiratory illnesses. Who cares? Why? $3 million to rationalize. That's what it is. And people who are not paying attention, who will never pay attention, just know, oh, what do you mean? When they do hear someone try to blue pill them, red pill them, when they try to, get them to understand the real situation in their background, they'll do the scoffing of, geez, without even going through the list, they'll think of all the things that would rationalize that COVID can't be false. And in their brain, there'll be things like, oh, we got a perfectly good doctor here who's doing a research study. on COVID's effect on children. The doctor is a grant prostitute. And as soon as you, and this is why, honestly, very, very honestly, we would have more truth in science if it was profit motive only, if it was research and development only. We have too much money coming from fake places that want to create narratives. And you think this doctor locally, where I am, would be like, you know what we should do? We should spend $3 million to study COVID's effect on children. Because somebody say, dipshit, why would you do that? COVID basically has no effect on children. I just thought we didn't have anything better to do with our money. Yeah, we do. Look at our bottom line. There's something better to do. Stop it. I mean, this is fairy tale stuff. This is Alice in Wonderland stuff. 4.5 years later, a grant. Now, again, it's a little bit the headline, because the headline is what draws the rationale, you know. So when you think of grants, you go, and maybe it was their grant idea, because sometimes, you know, you try to create the ideas yourself. And you go, well, we could do, well, we do need, let's try to lead with COVID. But we know that's kind of lame, but we'll lead with COVID because that's a headliner, and we'll say, and other respiratory illnesses in children. And maybe we'll get it. Who knows? We'll have $3 million. It'll help our prestige. It's, dude, we're still in Alice in Wonderland. It's just that we're not wearing masks during it. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.